Buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two today on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Does this mean the teachers will get paid less? No. Does this mean that they're going to get less retirement? No. What it is a shell game. The Democrats in the House and the Senate, with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's help, has convinced the teachers' union, these associations I mentioned in the story, let's pull them back up, Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators, the Michigan Association of School Boards, and the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity. There is a liability, a projection. When you do a budget, you look at the number of teachers retiring, the cost that it's going to take to pay their retirement for as long as they are expected to live. It's a guess. People are living longer. They're forecasting X number of dollars required to fully fund the retirement account, the MIPSRS fund, because they know that they're going to have to pay this money out when these young teachers get old and retire. They go into a benefit fund called the Michigan Public Service Employees Retirement System, MIPSRS, M-P-S-E-R-S. Now, the Republicans saw the writing on the wall years ago, back when Rick Snyder was governor. The Republicans were in control of the House and the Senate. They required school districts to make a donation into that fund to fully fund it and extinguish the unfunded liabilities, the debt that they're going to have. So the changes that they made is very simple. Starting in 2026, the bill, which permanently lowers the payments, also eliminates a 3% payback contribution to MIPSRS that employees hired before September 4th of 2012 had to pay for their retirement health care benefits and other post-employment benefits. Do you know retired school teachers get to have massages paid for? It's a covered benefit. Massages, eye care, every potential possible health care benefit known to man, teachers get. They have one of the best retirement plans, bar none, in the state of Michigan. Possibly only second to government employees that work in Lansing. For educators hired before the fall of 2012, they'll still pay the 3% payback for their retiree health care benefits, but will be reimbursed for those contributions, because that's covered in a $181.5 million budget appropriation. Older teachers that were hired before fall of 2012, it absolutely will be reimbursed. If they were hired before, they still have to pay it. Well, they get their money back. As for school districts, here's where it comes to a budget of a school district. The process changes for where the public school districts were having to spend 20.96% of their payroll expenses down to 15.22. You just heard that at the bottom of the hour news. This gives them basically 6% of money that they didn't have to give to the MIPSFERS fund that they now can spend in the local school district for other needs of the district. Until 2025 begins, public school districts have needed to contribute this almost 21% of their payroll expenses to the debt of the unfunded actuarial accrued liability to the MIPSFERS fund. This unfunded liability they knew was a problem years ago. The Republicans fixed it. Now the Democrats are tampering with it. Unbelievable. Well, before the changes, the bill would have gradually reduced school district payment obligations, possibly creating a system where the districts could spend up to 17.46% and then lower amounts going forward. The changes put forward by Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat of Trenton, the chair of the Senate Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee. Overall, the fiscal year, listen to this, school aid fund budget. In another bill, House Bill 5507 redirects $631.7 million that would otherwise be spent on MIPSFERS retirement benefits. MIPSFERS retirement fund for teachers is going to be able to be spent by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats on other things. Do you know what this $631 million is earmarked for? What they're wanting to spend it on? Economic development in the state of Michigan. Whitmer and the Democrats have convinced the teachers' unions, these associations, that they don't need to fund their liabilities for retirement. We're going to steal the money, redirect it, and do economic development. Explaining to them that by spending the economic development dollars, this could lure more businesses to come to Michigan, thereby bringing in more families in the form of employees that need to work at these new businesses in our state, where they probably have children that need to be educated. Why? Because we have a declining population. We've had a declining population for years. The U.S. Census folks in 2010, Michigan was the only state in the country to lose population. I believe with some fudging for 2020 census, they made it look like we're still hovering around 10 million people. I don't believe it. There might be people living here in the summertime, but their residence, their principal residence, is in another state. They're not here full time. And they're usually older and don't even have kids anymore anyway. So the bottom line, they sold them that they need economic development dollars to be spent by the government. They call it an investment. instead of paying these unfunded liabilities. The Republicans, Calamari said, voted against this $600 million going to local school districts forever. I don't know how they can complain about school funding when we just sent back, the most amount of money to school funding ever to our local school districts with this policy. Yeah, actually, though, it's not true. See, what they're doing is a shell game. They're actually saying that they're going to spend $600 more in the school age aid budget, which they approved, justifying it by stealing it from the teachers' retirement fund so that they can spend it on economic development. It's absolutely, folks, a shell game is what the Democrats are doing. And they're doing it for political purposes. Absolutely. I got a text message. They're just doing this for the votes. Exactly what they're doing. It's absolutely buying votes heading into November 5th. Look at what the good Democrats did in Lansing. Vote for us. So we'll see where this goes. Whether the House is going to pass it, I'm sure they're going to. The Democrats will, in lockstep, the vote will be probably 56 to 54 because of their two-seat majority. Because so many of you did not bother to vote in 2022, the midterm election, which gave them control of the House and the Senate, reelected Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson, and this is the kind of stuff we're getting now. Not only is this election important, folks, but the upcoming governor's race in 2026, attorney general, secretary of state, all the state senators, all the state reps, this is going to be critical. The next two elections. This first one, the presidency and the U.S. Senate, critical. Absolutely critical that we get out the vote. So, one of the things, sounds like teachers will be getting a new raise. Nope. That's what they'll ask for. School boards, in my opinion, don't spend this extra funding on their pay. You need to give it to the kids in the classroom. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap this story up, the Republican perspective on things. Senator Thomas Elbert, Republican of Lowell, who was the original sponsor of the bill back when Governor Rick Snyder was governor, Republicans had control of the House and the Senate, said that the bill, the way they passed it, to fully fund the unfunded liabilities, provided a floor provision mandating that the state not spend less on MIPS than it did in previous years until the debt was completely paid off, fully funded. Both the education budget and Senate Bill 911 view that the two floors, one for the MIPSR's pension debt and one for the operating education budget, had to be one floor together. Albert said school districts' contributions, rates, and the employee contributions were policy decisions and don't affect how well the system is funded over time. The floor funding did exactly that. Now the Democrats are undermining the floor funding provisions to fill their insatiable appetite to spend $670 million that should be going into the retirement system. Instead, they wanted to go toward $30 billion in government spending that shouldn't be. He said the costs are not going to go away. What they're doing basically right now, the Democrats are kicking the can down the road, which is going to cost more in interest costs, increase expenses, and put the benefits for these teachers at risk. But they don't care, said Senator Thomas Elbert. Why are they doing this, folks? The shell game that they're pulling is trying to make it look like they're going to have more money to go into the school's budget that could be in the classroom. Not going to increase teacher salaries. Again, we need to stress this point. We need to hold them accountable. These school boards need to understand just because they now have 6% more money to spend, it doesn't go to the teachers. It goes to the kids. things that will help them do better in school, prepare them for their future. This is what you need to have your school board members understand. Have you ever gone to a school board meeting? Your local school board meeting. Have you ever gone to one? You need to do it. As a matter of fact, you need to research, find out when the next school board meeting is, and explain to them your perspective. The state legislature is in the process of reducing the payments required by school districts toward the unfunded liabilities of the teacher's retirement system. MPSERS, MPSERS. Make sure they understand you believe the money should go toward the kids for what they need to learn better in the public schools. Don't give it to the current teachers as an increase in pay. Because you know darn well that's exactly what they're going to try to do. The teachers union are going to try to go after that money. Sorry, you don't need the money. The kids do. And this is exactly why these concerned parents are running for school board in Ottawa and other places. Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan School Board, he's going to be advertising on the show. He would like to be reelected. We're going to be supporting Tim's campaign for Sheboygan School Board. Tim Tarjeff. He goes by T squared. You have to understand, folks, that what's happening right now is strictly catering for the votes. This is why they're doing it. This is why they did it in the budget. This is why they're doing it now. Now that they're back in session after Labor Day, first priority, make these changes permanent. Putting the retirement fund in jeopardy, kicking the can down the road, they don't care. They're Democrats. They just want their hands on the money so they can do a shell game and move it to where they want to move it. We'll deal with the unfunded liabilities later. Who will? The Republicans when they get elected in 2026. Absolutely guarantee this will be one of the very first things the Republicans change when they get back in power, which they will after November of 2026 election. God willing. Because if we don't, the future of this state, the future of this fund, all of it's going to be in jeopardy, folks. It's that simple. So you need to go to your local school board meetings, make sure that they understand that these changes are happening, these laws are going forward, the governor's going to sign it, and they need to spend the money for the kids, not the teachers' salaries. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-63-